Well, today's episode is on GST compliance guide on income for YouTubers and bloggers by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Get to know GST compliance guide on income for Indian YouTubers and bloggers. Also, we mentioned registration, tax rates for better knowledge. Some of the passive incomes are said to be the income from YouTube, blogging, money from sharing video apps, and others. The same is essential to note the tax treatment from both the income tax and the GST point of view in India. The taxability of GST on YouTube and blogging income earnings shall be discussed in this article. The concern of bloggers and YouTubers. The YouTube platform is a subsidiary of Google. The company is located in the USA and permits people to open a channel and post the videos. The company earns through the advertisements as well as the promotional videos hosted on it. Could a YouTuber and blogging income be said as a supply? Section 7 of the CGST Act mentioned the supply beneath the GST. Any transaction would arrive beneath the GST if it is covered beneath the supply definition. Moreover, the supply of goods or services with a consideration to executing the business would be a supply. Is GST enrollment a mandate for bloggers and YouTubers? The GST registration is needed by the bloggers or YouTubers, in which the total PAN-based turnover exceeds R.S.20 lakh for a financial year. The same threshold is R.10 lakh for the mentioned class. You must remember that when the service is furnished to the recipient enrolled in a state varied from the supplier, YouTuber, or blogger, the supplier is then said to be the interstate supply and is responsible for the enrollment irrespective of the whole turnover. Case when YouTuber and blogging services are exported and taxability is per GST. The export of the services is being acknowledged as the supply beneath the GST when the supplier is located in India while the recipient and supply place is outside India. The supplier and the recipient should not be two establishments of different individuals, and the recipient of the consideration should be in the convertible foreign currency. GST rate imposed on YouTubers and bloggers' income earned. The GST rate subjected to apply towards the services rendered by the YouTubers and bloggers is 18%, that is, CGST of 9% and SGST of 9% or IGST of 18%. This GST rate applies only when the YouTuber is responsible for GST registration or is GST enrolled. GST compliance requirements for bloggers and YouTubers. A GST invoice is required to be provided for all the services given, and the invoice should write the invoice number, invoice date, value of services offered, and the GST rate, among others. A YouTuber or blogger should furnish the GST R1 and GST R3B similar to any other regular assessee. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.